There is an answer for each and every obstacle. Once a snake was lying on the way. It used to bite everybody. A yogi was passing, that snake went to bite him also. He said, no, there is sin, don't bite me. He said, what is sin? He explained everything. The snake was frightened. Then he said, you don't know, now you don't bite anybody, keep quiet in a place and take the name of God. He said this and went away. That snake remained in that place and began to take the name of God. Some children were passing by that way. They saw the snake. They took stones and threw at it. And some mischievous children caught it by the tail and threw it away. It was about to die. That yogi was returning. Then the snake called him. What a man you are, what you taught me, now I am about to die. Why you taught me this nonsense? He said, no, it is your own mistake. Why you remained in that particular place? Why did you not go and stay in your hole there? Nobody would have seen you. Or I told you not to bite people. When people come to trouble you, why can't you not take your head and frighten him? I told you not to bite them, that's all. They will run away. You could not use your intelligence, that is why you came into trouble. In the same way, when I ask you to practice discipline, some such mistakes will come. How that got a snake, that snake got the answer. So if you will come to me, at once you will get an answer. You can avoid that. So in the beginning, a guide is most essential. It will be very good. For a developed intelligence, not so much. For others, it is essential.
Can I continue to ask questions?
Yes.
This is from an American man called Carl Schaefer. Mm. He, all his life, has suffered very much because he has felt that he had somehow in some previous life done something very bad, and that he could never come to God, and that he had spoilt everything, and he feels that instead of going up, he is going down. And although he tries very hard, all the time he feels that he loses. Then he gets into states of great despair, and sometimes he gets so that he can't even eat or do anything. He just stands because he is in such a state of despair. And people have to bring him about and take him to his room and so on, because he is in such despair about his life. And he asked me if I could say this to you, how, if man feels that instead of going towards God, he is going away from God, what hope is there for him?
And look, this only this discipline. That is the only simple thought alone has no value.
And should he really be afraid that he has lost all hope?
That just I told you, fearlessness should be there. Anybody can reach God. One should have heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyone who wishes can reach
yes.
God. But if man doesn't wish,
he has no hope.
Yes. So that hope depends upon whether one has desire for God or not. Not upon one's qualities. Even if one has bad qualities, one can still come.
Yes. Even the worst can come. Yes. Only he has to develop these three disciplines. Yes.
This other man did ask also whether all men inevitably come to God because we have many lives. Can one with 100 or 1,000 lives come to God even if one has no wish to? Will one automatically come?
Cannot come. When you start from your home, your car will not come here straight. You should know which road to take, which road not to go. Then only you can come here. By simply living, one cannot. Unless one takes to these disciplines, one cannot.
I think it is sad now, your voice, isn't it?
No. Just I smoke, that's
hard. Then he asked this question, what is in us? What is it in man that can know God? How is it possible that such a wonderful thing should happen to man? It is not by his nature that he can know God.
Because he directed his ways of life in a different way. That is why he cannot know.
But what is it that can know God? Is it his soul? Is it his... I, his self?
This
or
die,
I.
Yes. Yes. That is the spirit.
Is it possible to say, he asks me this question, anything, what is this knowledge of God? But I...
Yes, knowledge of God, we know everything, we get everything. That is, what is the meaning of life, one will come to know. What is the purpose of life, one will come to know.
Is this the same thing as true religion, or is it...
Religion is a different thing. Mm-hmm. This is a direct life, these three disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know the way to this place, you can come alone.
Yes.
If you do not know the way, you will have to take a guide.
Yes.
So, if you cannot live this life directly, you will have to take the help of some religion or some teaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And that is the purpose of religion, to
guide
people who can't, to guide people who can't.
Yes. Guide people to these disciplines.
Yes, and to this village.
Yes.
He says here, it seems that by his own efforts, man can do little to change his life or his awareness of God. What are the factors in the life of a man that determine the outcome of his life? How is it that one life will give one result, another life will give another result?
Because different temperaments, different ways of life, going to that, different things happen.
Because he says about this, how can a man face his own petty, lower nature and his emptiness? And sometimes he knows very well about the truth of what is the right way to live and the realities indicated in religion. And he feels himself so far from the truth that it seems that there is an absolute division, that there is nothing, there is no connection between us and God. We seem so far away.
It is all misunderstanding. It is all misunderstanding. One can. The right type of work one must take, it is possible.
So that man should never be daunted and frightened by the feeling that he is very far from God.
No.
And yet we are very far.
But we are very... That is our mentality only. We can say, I am very near to God.
Yes.
Speak like positive thoughts must come.
Yes.
Negative thoughts should be left out. I am weak, I am feared, I am frightened, I am this and that. All these positive, negative thoughts must be vanished.
Mm-hmm.
I can see God. God is near me. Mm-hmm. I must do these things, I will reach God. Such a positive thoughts are to be established in God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is how one's mind should be.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
The power of the mind?
Yes, yes. A mind which has developed all those virtues, that will have this power.
Then the real question, I think, that also Miss Marston asked, and it is very important for many people now in London who are practicing this sadhana of what we call subud, which you know about,
yes.
And this
yes.
Latihan practice, which we feel and have no doubt for ourselves that it is something very good inwardly for us, but... some people think that it is possible by this only, without discipline, to come to knowledge of God. Other people think that it is not possible without discipline. I think myself that it's that from what I've had experience now 5 years, that discipline is just as necessary, that although this sadhana, this practice is very good, it doesn't take the place of discipline. Is that right?
It is right.
Mm-hmm.
It is right.
Therefore, even if one has a form of meditation which really is directed to God without thoughts, without desires, without anything, still this doesn't take the place of discipline.
No. No.
And if one doesn't practice discipline, one will even spoil this sadhana, this
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes. When emotions and other things will come.
They come in with much more force.
Yes.
The emotion
yes.
even makes
yes.
it even
yes.
can make it worse.
Yes.
It can make
yes.
it worse. That's
right.
What I
yes.
feel.
Yes. 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 It is so.
That's very important.
That is very important.
Yes.
One man was sitting before certain people. One very big man, the teacher of a king.
Mm-hmm.
he was telling me that I have no anger at all. I will never, anger will never touch me, he said. I got up and gave him a blow on the cheek. See, you damn fool, what you are beating me, this thing and that thing. He came to beat me. He said, wait a little minute. You said you have no anger. Anger will not touch you. Where from this anger came to you? When things go against one, it will come. When everything is all right, peaceful, no anger, that is a different question. When things go against, it will come. So it is. When things go against us or something like that, all those bad natures will at once rise. Sometimes we find the ocean very calm. If a storm will break out, that calmness is gone.
And what is the way, you said many times that it is necessary for us to know our own nature. Is this done by impartial self-observation, observing oneself without partiality, without like and dislike?
It is so. Reason must prevail, then one will know.
And one must observe how one reacts, how one feels, and
yes,
so on.
Yes,
but
yes.
Not have like and dislike about it.
Yes.
Because if I begin to observe something and I dislike this, then I am involved. If I observe something and I like it, then I am involved.
Yes.
So it will not change.
Yes.
But if I am impartial, then I can be free. Is that how
yes.
it is?
Yes, yes.
So if I have to correct myself, it is like correcting a child. One must correct a child with impartiality. One must also correct oneself with impartiality.
It is so. Exactly so. Yes. Exactly so.
This is very, very good practice, I am sure, because people sometimes think that if they are very angry with themselves, they are good people. But sometimes one can be angry with oneself and not correct oneself.
It is so. they have got some kind of, course, advantage, but very little. Yes.
It is better to correct oneself without being angry with oneself.
It is so. Yes. The nature of anger is very bad. When anger comes, the whole body is spoiled. Disease and other things will come.
Yes. Is this what is called krodha?
Yes, yes. The worst enemy of man. Even for a just cause, one should not be angry. Reason everywhere must prevail.
So that when Krishna says, when Arjuna asked what it is, he said, krodha eva, kama eva.
Yes.
It is what makes you slave.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
This means
anger, desire
and anger, or desire and aversion, is it?
Yes, yes.
From that one must be free, even in relation to oneself.
Yes.
And then for people who haven't yet got this understanding for themselves, such people then need someone who will help them to distinguish.
It is so. It is so. Oh, see your duty. This is wrong here. It should be like this.
Yes.
Should be pointed out.
Yes.
See your behavior. This should not be the behavior. This should be the behavior. Like that, it is to be pointed out. One sees, one understands.
But then sometimes people say, but all this must come from inside, from my own conscience. If other people tell me, it is not useful.
But in the beginning, we will have to hear from other people, then it will come from inside. Yes.
And if people are in too much of a hurry to say, I can already get from inside, they deceive themselves.
Yes, they deceive themselves. Yes. First, you will have to study ABCD from a teacher.
Because many people, you know, already think, I'm receiving because I have now my conscience awakened.
Absolutely.
I can tell what is right. And you see that they can't tell, but they won't listen to anyone.
It is all a kind of vanity in people. Yes. Misunderstandings. Yes.
And what are the things that one should never try to understand with one's mind? Is it right that one should never try to understand about God with one's mind?
Yes. Yes.
And when one is meditating on God, one shouldn't then be thinking about God.
One is thinking of God, but in an indefinite form. Yes. How? Not in a definite way. Yes.
And so that there shouldn't be like talking in oneself or thoughts going in one's mind. One's mind should be at peace.
Yes. impartial mind.
One's thinking. Yes. One's thinking power.
A very preconceived idea must go from the mind. Yes.
And supposing that images, when one is entering when in the state of meditation, one begins to have images and pictures and so on, they should also be put away.
Yes, put away. Yes.
By an intentional effort.
Yes, yes.
And the way to do that is to bring oneself back always to this question. What is life? Why is life?
Yes, yes. This is
this question we can understand.
This is the question. Yes.
And this question of prayer, which comes up so much with us, how to pray, I feel that one simply has to put the question and then leave it and think of God, not think of God, but meditate. Is this right?
Yes, meditate, that is.
Because you told us today that when man comes to knowledge of God, then everything else comes to him. He has knowledge, he knows whatever is necessary, and also he can do so that his doing and his knowing become one, instead of being separated like they are in ordinary people. Does that mean then that man who has come from the knowledge of God is past misfortune?
Yes. One will have understanding, one will have power. Yes. Understanding itself is power. Power itself is understanding.
Yes, yes. I'm sure.
According to this atomic science now, mass itself is power. Power itself is mass.
Yes.
And these disciplines are possible in our ordinary life.
Yes.
This is important.
That must be possible for ordinary life only.
Yes.
To regulate life.
Yes.
Yes.
It is for ordinary life.
Yes.
In meditation, there is not discipline, because this is just wholly turning to God without, at that moment, there is nothing more one can do.
Yes.
Except put aside everything irrelevant.
That is so. In ordinary life, this discipline is essential.
So that our power of our will is for our ordinary life. It is not to bring us to God.
No. No.
Thank you very much indeed. It is very good of you. And many people in England will be thankful, because they will be able to hear what you said.